Welcome back to another episode of Conclave Radio. I am one of your hosts, Casey Hall.
Nathan Nunnally.
JTJ.
And that's all of us today. I know some of you were looking forward to seeing the beautiful faces of Greg Dye and Clint Johnson, but that's okay, you know. We all have our own priorities, and sometimes they don't all line up, but that's fine.
Yep, that's
Still going to have a great episode. And you guys may not know this, but I do because I work with I play with it all the time. I apologize for the audio quality last week. This week is going to be great, as you can already tell. Anyway, let's talk about what the word says. Last week, yes. We talked about we were in Romans. We read Romans 12, 1 through 3. Can one of y'all read that for me?
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Right. So, yeah, we read that. We talked about being a living sacrifice for God and what that means. And we talked about how we should be different from the world and how, you know, sometimes we try to blend in, even though we really shouldn't. We should be who God wants us to be instead of who we want to be, you know, focus on his will. And we're still going to stay kind of on track there this episode. And we're going to actually stay in Romans 12. But if you want to, Nate, if you want to read, we're going to read from Romans 12, 17 through 21, actually.
All right. Repay, I have the New King James Version. So
that's fine.
I apologize.
It's all good.
Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give peace to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
I really like that, and I thought it went pretty well. Well, more than likely because it came right after. it went pretty well with what we talked about last week because, you know, like I said last week, we talked about who God wants us to be and how we shouldn't conform to this world. And in these verses, you know, he says how we should react to the other people of this world, because there are going to be people who are against us and our beliefs and what, you know, our lifestyle, the lifestyle that God wants us to live, his will. And in verse 17 it says, do not repay anyone evil with evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. So what do you think that means? Have you had any situations where you've had to, I don't know. Yeah. What?
Well,
I get what you're trying to say.
I think the first part is really difficult because, you know, whenever someone does something to you, you automatically want to get revenge.
Right.
And, it already starts off pretty strong there by saying, you know, ignore your flesh. You know, I know you're going to want to do this, but that's not who I want you to be. You know, and then it goes on. I actually like this translation where it says, have regard for good things in the sight of all men. In the actual definition of regard, mm-hmm. I have it right here. Attention or concern for something. So it says, don't do someone wrong that has wronged you, but also, like, look for the good in everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so, but I also think that's easier to do when something that I've been, like, getting into a lot lately is, like, the love of God, mm-hmm. and how it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to love people when you realize that God is a father to us and we're all brothers and sisters. And so it's easy when you understand his love for you. You can love other people, and it's easier to do that, to see the best in everyone.
Yeah, and that's actually the secret weapon to all of this, mm-hmm. which we'll get into in a minute, is you know, the secret weapon is love. And, you know, we can try to understand the love that our Father has for us, but you know, it's uncomparable. And you're right. Like when you said, you know, we want to get that revenge, that's temptation. You know, that's one of the flaws of man is we're born to just want to get back. We want to make it even.
Right.
Which is not right. You know, nothing, you know, have you ever heard someone or as a kid, you were like, that's not fair. And then you get the response, life's not fair.
Yeah.
it's totally true.
Yeah.
It's totally true. You know, and that's what he's saying right here is we don't learn to live fair. We learn to live by God's will with love.
I would like to say that when it says do not repay anyone even for evil, I think of how society back then was very much eye for an eye.
Yeah.
If you wronged somebody, you had the same thing happen to you.
Yeah. So this was common. This was like
especially if you put it back in the Roman period where mm-hmm. Christianity was still very young. Do you know how controversial it is for Paul to say this?
Yeah.
To say to the people that are wanting to kill you to treat them with kindness?
Absolutely.
It is a very difficult thing.
No, it's insanely controversial. But I mean, that goes right back to what we were talking about last week is don't conform to this world. You know, the world's going to hate, you know, what we have to say. It's not going to line up with the world.
It also kind of like shows forgiveness with people, you mm-hmm. know, because like you're not like saying, hey, I forgive you for that. But by not doing them wrong, you're kind of saying like, you know, I forgive you for it because I'm not going to get you back.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it actually, in verse 20, it actually tells us to do the opposite. It actually says, and this is actually a reference back in Proverbs is what it says. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head.
I actually really like that phrasing.
Oh, I love it.
Because it's very much Solomon saying that by treating them with kindness, you're going to kill them with kindness.
No, absolutely. So, I think that a lot of that is where that saying comes from. You know, I hope you haven't, but in a situation where someone is mean to someone else and all they do is smile. Have you ever seen that? And I guess I've seen
it. I have actually seen it smile.
Yeah.
I've seen people yell that before.
It gives you a really uncomfortable feeling, doesn't mm-hmm. it? It's uncomfortable, but, you know.
Because the way I see it is that at least in the modern world, I see it as if you're not being affected by somebody's provocation, you've already won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because in the sense of, I guess this especially, in the verse prior where it says that Paul essentially says that do not worry about revenge. God will have the final say in what happens to them. Do not worry about what's going to happen. Do not worry about it.
Yeah. In other words, let God take care of it.
Yeah.
And he will, you know, he will quote, even it out. Have you guys ever heard the phrase fighting fire with fire?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I think I was really thinking about it earlier. And I think it's a stupid phrase.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen it in action, you know, in movies it always works, of course.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't think I've ever seen a firefighter throw fire into the fire.
No. No. I've actually heard that actually in some cases putting out wildfires sometimes better to use certain types of, flammables to do it.
Really?
But I'm not so sure if that's true or not. Please feel free to correct me in the comments.
I don't really know. I have. I'll be the first to say I really have nothing. I have no idea how to put out a fire, wildfire, or house, or whatnot. In fact, I've probably even started a few stove fires.
Burning yourself sucks.
Yeah.
It does. I've had that happen to me quite a bit.
But yeah, like this, it's not realistic, is what I'm trying to say. You know, this is what this is saying is, you know, don't fight fire with fire, fight fire with water, something calmer, something, you know, make the enemy. Do not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
One thing I will also say is that I think that Paul also was using this verse to sort of prepare people for mm-hmm. when people would attack them for their beliefs.
Yes.
Because it's very much as people will try to provoke you to mm-hmm. say something,
mm-hmm.
or they'll try to cherry pick scripture. Like a common cherry pick scripture is Leviticus 18.
Yeah.
Or a lot of verses in Leviticus where it says, oh, you're a Christian, then why do you eat fish? Like, why do you eat shrimp, or why do you right. eat pork? It's
because it's good.
And one thing we have to understand is that I actually was watching a video the other day about this. It says that an important thing to understand is that as Christians, we've learned not only do we cherry pick as Christians, but they're also cherry picking as well. Mm-hmm. So it's important not only for us to get off a moral high horse sometimes, but it's important to help people understand that they don't need to be on a moral high horse. Do you need me to repeat that?
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Okay.
Absolutely. Like, you know, when you said Paul was writing was insanely
controversial.
Yes, I couldn't think of the word controversial. Okay. Yeah, no. Even people back then, especially people back then in the Roman times, were you know, attacking the Christian lifestyle or what they were supposed to do. And I like you said, that was normal. The eye for an eye attitude was just like a social norm. So, you know, when Paul writes this publicly, you know, that gains a lot of attention, not good attention, but he says how to react to that.
Mm-hmm. We've sort of seen it return with the cancel culture recently, mm-hmm. though I would say it's more or less of an extreme version of it.
I would say too, though, you know, depending on what kind of enemy you're dealing with, like, if someone's just coming up to you and being mean to you for no reason,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the times people are hurt somewhere deep down, and that's how they're expressing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so as a Christian, you know, being called to love everybody, we're supposed to overlook those things, you know, because it's not, you're not attacking me because I'm me. You're attacking, you know what I'm saying? Like, we need to be Absolutely. There for people.
They're a person too.
Right.
The attacker is human. Right. And like you said, they could be going through some stuff too. So there might be a reason behind the anger or the harm.
Because right. we may not know their heart, but right. God knows their heart.
Right.
Right.
God knows why they are hurting.
But in our perspective, all we see is that person hurt me. I want to hurt them back. You know,
and after they cuss,
I want them to feel what I feel.
Right. And after they cuss us and we just kind of look at them and smile and go about their day, you know, that is a huge, like, representation. Like, it's not a testimony, but it mm-hmm. speaks up for God. You know what I'm saying?
It shows
you, because you don't have to say anything because you've acted it out.
And that, I mean, I can't even, you know, not anytime recently, but I can say from experience, you know, maybe in middle school, sometimes I was a little mean. You know, I was a little.
I think we were all mean.
Yeah,
I made fun of.
That's part of growing up.
People for no reason whatsoever, because that's just what middle schoolers do. Good Lord, and then somewhat, you know, people have used that that reaction on me, and it kills you. I mean, that's the thing. Like, you can start a fight, but you can also end it really quickly.
Yeah.
Just by using that reaction that Paul's writing.
I think this kind of brings us to the big meat and potatoes moment of this.
Yeah.
Which is verse 21, which says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is a very loaded verse for how short it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that goes back to the, you know, overcome fire with water is the same type of, you know, analogy there.
I mean, it just kind of gives you it. Verse 21 kind of like tells you what to do, but, you know, 19 and 20 kind of tell you how to do that.
Yeah, I think that's the whole point of it is, you know.
It just kind of sums it up.
Yeah, in the summary, 17 through 21 is people will come after you, and they will have evil attitudes. You're going to want to take revenge. But don't take revenge. In fact, you should do the opposite and feed them and give them water. And then in the meat, verse 21, don't overcome him with evil, overcome him with good, which is a big thing. I mean, because there's a lot of evil around here, and there's a, especially nowadays you see a lot of evil. It's portrayed on the news, on the radio, you know, wherever you want, and you that's something we haven't seen recently. Is there's not many people fighting this evil with good. It's all different kinds of evil. It's a counter evil.
It's all about how can we get back.
Yeah. How can we get these people back to do, quote, the right thing? You know, how can we get to the place, the right, quote, the right place, or in other words, the place that the world wants to be.
Right.
And they're not, you know, there are a few people, but those aren't the people that we see on the news every night, you know.
Right.
We see all the protests and the people. I mean, people are getting angry if they don't see a mask.
Yeah.
I mean, yep. I'm saying you should wear a mask. Wear a mask wherever you go. Okay. It's very important. The COVID is very real. You should wear a mask. But, like, if you don't, people will lose their minds.
Yeah. Like too much, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's calmer now, I hope, but still.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is related to this verse, but I read this and I'm kind of reminded of when the Pharisees and Sadducees asked Jesus, what's the most important commandment? And Jesus said, the first most important commandment is follow the Lord your God with all your heart. Mm-hmm. The second most important commandment is love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yeah.
And so it's very much Jesus has summarized the entirety of the Ten Commandments in just two phrases.
Absolutely. And well, that's the whole point. That's what I said we would get to in a second is the secret to all this is love. You know, like the love the Lord has for us is incomprehensible. Like we can't figure it. Incomprehensible.
It's perfect.
Yeah. It's perfect. It's whole. You know, we can't touch the amount of love he has for us, but we can try.
Yes.
That is the standard. And we show that standard when we react to other people, whether it's the very nice old ladies that you get to hang out at your church with, or if it's your enemies, you know, at school or at work or wherever you are. You know, it's your reaction. You want to show that God loves you and through that you love others.
I also think it's important to realize that when the Bible says show love, it's important to still check your heart to understand why you are showing love to people.
Yeah.
Are you showing love to people because you want to show them God's love? Are you showing love to people because you want recognition for showing love to people?
Yes, that's a big one. Showing love to feel like you did well, you know, to check it off your to-do list.
Because, I mean, I can be kind to anybody. But to have unconditional kindness is something that's very difficult to have and maintain.
Well, that's the huge difference between doing better and being better, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all natural.
That's like that stuff. It always cracks me up when I think about it because you ever go to like McDonald's or the grocery store or sometimes those posts on Instagram where they're like, you know, share this post and we'll donate a dollar to something. Mm-hmm. Or you know, would you like to donate some of your thing to, you know, to help this organization? And it's like, why don't you do it? You know, like, y'all have the money, you know? Like, why do you, you know, why do we have to know that you're doing it? You know, like, where's your heart? If it was that big of a deal, then just do it, you know? You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's what Jesus would do.
Yeah, just donate.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, in some cases, I believe that's true. In other cases, you know, like the, like if you go out to eat and they say, you know, round up to the dollar. I mean, that's understandable. That goes to charity. But yeah, it's showing love is what it is. It's all showing love. And yeah, that's the gist of 17 through 21. You know, we looked at not conforming to the world and the world being against you. And at the end of Romans chapter 12, we learn how to handle the world and the evil and how to use God's love to react, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I actually have one more question.
Of course.
Do you guys have, do your Bibles have like little captions at the start of certain sections of your of your
like verses, like the notes,
like a
sub, you
mean? Like a subtitle?
Yes. Or,
yeah.
What is yours say for this section?
Mine said, hang on a second.
Because I love the one that mine says.
We might have the same one.
Okay. Some do, some don't. I like to read the Good News Bible.
Does it not use those?
It does, I believe. Yeah. Like I said, I came unprepared.
Mine says, behave like a Christian.
Mine says, love in action. And I love that phrase.
That was it. Love in action. Because, I remember reading it.
Because love in action, I think, is a perfect way to describe this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yes, I think we did a good job.
So, Casey.
Yes.
If people want to attend Metro, what can they do?
Look us up online. I'm just kidding. I think this is a good episode without Clint and Greg.
We tried our best.
We made it.
I think we did well.
We did very well. I think we did.
I mean,
there
may be a few more ums, but whatever. Just kidding.
I mean, with three people, it's kind of.
And I hope you
hard.
All enjoyed listening to our beautiful radio voices.
Thank you.
And then, if you want to come join Conclave, and you're in the area, you absolutely can. You can. Come over to Metropolitan Church of God every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. We're finally getting back. We are social distancing. We are taking the precautions to have a conclave every Sunday as of right now.
We also live stream our conclaves.
We do live stream our conclave because we are all over social media. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. You can actually watch Conclave Radio on YouTube, Conclave's YouTube channel, and that's also where we live stream every Sunday.
You can see our beautiful faces.
6:30. You can actually see, not only can you hear our beautiful voices, but you can see our beautiful faces on the camera. But if you don't think we're all that beautiful, then you can just listen to us on all streaming platforms. You know, we're everywhere. And don't forget to give us a subscription. So yeah, and hit the like button, share. On all your own social medias.
Yep.
And next week, I hope we are joined by 1, 2, maybe even 3 more cast members on the next episode of
Conclave Radio.